Welcome to the first edition of Soul Food. Soul Food is simply a new program right here on KUUT where we give you food for your soul. You'll be starting off your morning, you could be going through the course of the day, or you could be winding down the day. We give you scriptures that will edify you, encourage you, and inspire you, that will lead you in the direction of making the right decisions, seeing the right things, deciding the right things, doing the right things. And so today's topic is entitled, If You. Listen, if you intentionally don't worship on the Sabbath, but you know you're supposed to, if you intentionally worship on Sunday, the first day of the week, knowing it's not the commandment, if you know God, Lord Jesus Christ, is not his name, but you still chose to call him those names, worship, praising and singing, calling him the names, if you know you shouldn't be celebrating holidays, but you should be celebrating the feast he commands us to keep. If you know you should not be having any carved or sculptured images, but you still have them. You have them on your door, on your desk, in your car, on your neck, on your pulpit, on the building. If you refuse to acknowledge and accept his instructions, his correction, and his reproof from his holy Torah, you may say, well, who is his? His is Yahuwah. Yeah. He said, I am Yahuwah himself 208 times, but you wouldn't know that because it was left untranslated. It was left untaught. When Moshe went up to the mountain and he went to get the commandments and he asked Father Yahuwah, who shall I tell them sent me? He said to Moshe to tell Yisrael, Eyeh Shalakene Elohim. Translation, Eyeh sent to them. That's what he said. Listen, according to scriptures in the book of Romans, you call it Romans. That's not the real name of the book. The real name of the book is the Romans, chapter 8. I'll just give you the chapter. I want you to check out the verse so you can find it out for yourself. So if you are not led by his spirit, who is his spirit? Yeah. Not Christ, not Lord, not Jesus, not God, not the Mashiach, not the Messiah, not Jehovah, not Yahweh, not Elohim, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai. None of those names. But if you are led by the spirit of Eyeh, you are his son. But if you're not led by that name of Eyeh, you are not his son. That's right there in scripture, people. Don't get mad at me. Listen, if you choose to decide to say or do wrong and you know it's wrong, according to the scriptures, you are not led by the spirit of Eyeh. You are not his son. And so we just wanted to bring that to you today, just to pray that you will be edified, encouraged, and inspired by that in which we speak on today's food for your soul. That's why this program is called Soul Food. We'll do this once a week and pray that it will minister to you. Hey, go tell somebody, hey, you're hungry? Go listen to Soul Food because I know it's talking to you. I remember when it talked to me. So if you intentionally set out worship on the Sabbath, the sundown Friday, the sundown Saturday. If you intentionally worship on the Sabbath and do not worship on the first day of the week, if you intentionally do not call Father Yahuwah by those names that we called him or praised those names or sang those names to, if you intentionally celebrate his feast he says celebrate, and don't celebrate man's holidays, if you intentionally decide not to have any carved or sculptured images, and if you intentionally acknowledge it and accept his instruction and his reproof, according to the scriptures, my sister, my brother, you are led by the spirit of Eyeh. Yes, you are. You are his son. You are his daughter. And if you choose to decide to say it to do right when you are tempted to do wrong, but you still chose to do right, you are led by the spirit of Eyeh. You are his son. I pray that you were edified, encouraged, inspired by that which you heard on today's Soul Food. Keep it locked right where you're at. We'll be right back next week with a new topic.
KUUT, Unconventional Gospel Radio.